Track 13. And now we end this issue with TV star Mike Liggins, who was rather windswept and starstruck.
I don't normally get nervous before I do interviews, but I was nervous that day. Why? Because my interviewee was, and is, wildlife royalty. He's very famous, of course, but Sir David Attenborough is also loved and admired across the globe. It was June 2015, and the great man was visiting the Norfolk Wildlife Trust at Clye. I was reporting for BBC Look East, and it was a big deal, a very big deal. I love my wildlife, but if I'm honest, my knowledge is pretty poor. For example, I can identify a few birds, but very few bird calls. I read books, listen to podcasts, and watch TV documentaries about wildlife, but very little information seems to stick. I do love finding out about wildlife, and that's one reason why I admire wildlife experts so much. So this month's column is less about animals and more about people, some of my wildlife heroes. Attenborough is a hero, of course, as he is to millions. But there are so many people here in Norfolk who do such good things for wildlife who rarely get the credit they deserve. I'm talking about the farmers, conservationists, rangers, volunteers, photographers and writers. One wildlife hero is Nick Atchison. He lives in Norfolk, is an ambassador for Norfolk Wildlife Trust, a writer and contributor to this magazine, a presenter and an event host. The list is long. He's incredibly knowledgeable, but wears his knowledge lightly. A few years back, we made a short news feature in a wood not far from Nick's house. I walked through the wood, happy to be in the outdoors on a sunny day. I heard the birds singing, but I didn't notice anything as such. Nick, on the other hand, appeared to see and hear everything. He identified birdsong, trees and flowers. He spotted a click beetle and showed me what it did. I had no idea. Nick is also an expert on geese and has written a book called The Meaning of Geese. It's highly original, beautifully written and very evocative of this time of year. We made a short film for Look East about pink-footed geese. I rang him up one morning and with no warning whatsoever, I asked him if we could film that very day. Nick, being Nick, said, yes. And off we went. To cut a long story short, my cameraman that day, Martin Giles, took some lovely pictures of the geese. We had a real hoot. And the film became one of my favourites. But let's return to Sir David Attenborough. My memory is a bit hazy, but I think the great man was in Norfolk thanks largely to an invitation from another wildlife hero of mine, Ben Garrett. Ben is very well connected and has worked with Sir David on several occasions. I do recall I wasn't the only one at Clye that day who was a bit on edge. It was like a royal visit in many ways. But Sir David was a star, as you might expect, carrying out his duties in a very natural way. He looked and listened and seemed genuinely interested in the work the Wildlife Trust was doing. And then it came to our moment to have a few minutes with Attenborough. It was windy on the coast that day, and Sir David's grey hair was blowing everywhere. Cameraman Sean Whitmore and I were both a bit starstruck, and we fiddled about not knowing quite what to do. But without any fuss or bother, Attenborough simply suggested he turn to face in the wind, and that way his hair would sweep back serenely. Disaster averted. I said a quick prayer of thanks to myself and said to Sir David, you've done this before then. And he replied with a smile, once or twice. It was a small moment, but one I will never forget. Wildlife hero, Sir David Attenborough. Irreplaceable.
Well, that's the end of this November edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk Magazine. We hope you've enjoyed listening. Thanks go to our readers, Kevin Ford, John Francis and Caroline Aldrey. Contributions from writers Joe Taylor, Rowan Mantell, Charlotte Nelson, Lily Barker and Chris Armstrong. To columnists Nick Aitchison, Nina Nanar and Mike Liggins. And to our sound recordist, Catherine Rose. We'll be back again next month. So for now, from me, your editor, Sarah Lusher, goodbye.